This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. President Bush and Vice President Dick Cheney are meeting today with the 10-member commission investigating the events surrounding the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001. The highly unusual session will be held in private at the White House, and no transcript or recordings will be made. The president and vice president will not be under oath. Still, commissioners hope the two men can fill in some critical gaps in the investigation. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
So far, the administration has provided the bipartisan panel with more than 2 million documents and access to hundreds of top officials. But it's the two White House principals whom commissioners have been most eager to question. Tim Romer, a former Democratic congressman from Indiana, says he's especially interested in knowing exactly what the president and vice president did in response to multiple warnings in the spring and summer of 2001 that terrorists planned to attack.
Where people were saying the alarm bells were ringing, people's hair was on fire. What specifically did the president ask to have policymakers do in response to this? Only the president knows that.
Romer says the commission also wants to nail down exactly what happened on the day of the attacks and in their immediate aftermath.
What decisions were made to protect the city of Washington, D.C., and put a protective cap above the city with F-16s? Why were decisions made in certain ways not to fly back to Washington?
Instead, the president flew from Florida, where he was at the time of the attacks, to two different military bases before returning to the White House. Mr. Bush will also be asked exactly when he gave the order for the military to shoot down any passenger planes that appeared headed for another target. And he'll likely be asked to respond to charges by former White House aide Richard Clark that the president pushed to link the attacks to Saddam Hussein immediately after 9/11. Commission members say they also want to hear what changes the president and vice president and thinks still need to be made, especially when it comes to the gathering and sharing of intelligence. There's been a lot of preparation for the historic meeting. Commissioners have gone over past testimony, and Mr. Bush has consulted with aides and reviewed documents. White House spokesman Scott McClellan says the president wants to refresh his memory.
The president wants to do what he can to support the commission and help the commission draw as complete a picture as possible for the American people.
While there will be no official transcript of the meeting, both the White House and the commission will have staffers taking notes. White House counsel Alberto Gonzalez will also be present. Today's session hasn't always been on the president's agenda. Initially, he opposed having a commission at all and only reluctantly turned over top-secret White House intelligence briefings. At one point, the president and vice president would only agree to meet with two members of the panel for 1 hour. But under intense political pressure, they said they'd drop the time limit and meet with the entire commission, only if the president and vice president could appear jointly, to which the commission agreed. When asked repeatedly why a joint session was necessary, the president has carefully avoided answering the question, as he did again yesterday.
I look forward to giving the commissioners a chance to question both of us.
McClellan says the White House believes a joint meeting will be more helpful to the commission. That answer doesn't sit well with relatives of some 9/11 victims, including Lori Van Auken, whose husband Kenneth died in the World Trade Center.
They should be able to tell their own stories apart, and they should be able to stand up to any scrutiny. They were absolutely nowhere near each other on the morning of 9/11 or for the entire day. So honestly, to have them testify together is kind of odd.
She's equally disturbed that the president and vice president will not be under oath, although the commission has had similar arrangements with others who've been interviewed in private.
We think that everybody that goes to see the commission, no matter who they are, should raise their right hand and sort of tell the truth, and then they should tell the truth.
White House spokesman McClellan says Mr. Bush has already taken an oath, his oath of office, on Inauguration Day. McClellan says the president plans to tell the commission exactly what happened before, during, and after the attacks. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.